Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
I had brought the first part of the message entitled, Nakedness in This Nation, Addressing the Undressing of America. Exodus chapter number 32, verses 25 and 26, And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Who is on the Lord's side in this matter of modesty? Who will dress modestly in a world in which immodesty is very common? Who is on the Lord's side on the matter of identity? Who is a male that will dress in a distinctly masculine fashion? Who is a female that will dress in a distinctly feminine fashion? Don't halt between two opinions by dressing in a unisex fashion. Who is on the Lord's side? I didn't ask who is on my side. I didn't ask who is on the Independent Baptist side, but who is on the Lord's side? I had spoken earlier on necessary exposure. God knows when it is necessary for someone to have a necessary medical procedure. God was the one that ordered all of the males of Abraham's household that were 8 days or older to be circumcised. God knows when there is a necessary exposure. Number two, innocent exposure. Consider the ignorant because of mental incapability. Number two, infants. And number three, invalids. Then number three, excused exposure. Sometimes one might excuse another's immodesty because of his or her upbringing or the culture that he or she lives in. It is true that people need to be taught to be modest from the Bible. If a missionary goes to a foreign field and works with people whose consciences have been defiled and seared, he might need to not only model modesty, but also to teach modesty from the Bible to the people as well. But nakedness is not just a problem in foreign lands. Heathens in America need to be taught to be modest. Number four, willful and wicked nakedness. God has taught his people against nakedness and for modesty. Nakedness is not an ambiguous concept that God left for every culture to define. God knows what nakedness is, and God shall judge men for willful and wicked nakedness. If we don't want to be condemned by God for willful and wicked nakedness, then we need to find out from God what he demands and obey God. Please consider these points. Number one, wicked nakedness is the unnecessary and unrighteous exposure of the body. Wicked nakedness is wrong. Whether it is the wicked nakedness of a sunbather on a beach, or of a heathen in a foreign land that is in keeping with the customs of his society, or of a scantily clothed wrestler, or of an Olympic swimmer, or of a prostitute, or of a person in a grocery store, wicked nakedness is wrong. Whether it is done for comfort, or for convenience, or in accordance with a particular culture, or in carnal carelessness, or in open defiance of the Word of God, wicked nakedness is wrong. In Exodus chapter number 20, the chapter in Exodus that contains the Ten Commandments, there is a record of a commandment that God gave to the priests so that they could avoid being wrongly exposed. Exodus chapter number 20, verse 24, An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, and thy sheep and thine oxen. Then the next verse says, And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. Remember that the tabernacle had not yet been built. And then the next verse says this, "Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon." Men and women should be careful not to sit or stand in such a way as to expose or discover their nakedness. The priests were men. Sometimes a man might speak against immodesty in women, but men need to be modest as well. I don't know how many knobby-kneed immodest men that I've seen. I know that men and women are different, and that a man might be especially lustfully stirred by what he sees, but God taught modesty for men, not just women. He taught it for men and women. In the instructions in the Mosaic Law for the clothing of the priests, this portion is included. Exodus chapter number 28, verses 42 and 43, "And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him." It is clear that the loins and the thighs were to have been covered. Certainly the loins were to have been covered. From the American College Encyclopedic Dictionary comes this definition of loins: the part of the body which should be clothed or girded, or which is regarded as the seat of physical strength and regenerative power. End of quote. And here's a definition for the word thigh. Quote, "that part of the leg between the hip and the knee in a man." End of quote. The thigh might be considered the thick part of the lower limbs. If you still have a question about what the thigh is, then you might go and buy a whole dressed chicken, cut the leg quarters off of the chicken, and then cut off what is commonly called the legs of the chicken, so that you have the thighs left. Keep the thighs covered. The breeches that the priests were to wear were to cover the loin area and might have extended to just below the knee, with a tie or a buckle or a button at the bottom to keep them from hiking up above the knees. Oh, how things have changed. From the book entitled Why Not by Mr. Hal Webb comes these words, "I once heard of a man in the early days who was ordered off the beach because he had a hole in the knee of his bathing suit." Sometimes a lady might wear what seems to be high enough when she stands before a mirror, not realizing how revealing it is when she bends over. She might wear a skirt that seems long enough when she is standing and looks down to inspect it, not realizing how revealing it is when she sits down. Lady, if you are constantly having to pull your top up, it is too low. If you are constantly having to pull your skirt down to make it long enough, it is too short. It might actually be more comfortable to wear clothes a little higher and a little longer so as not to be so bothered by trying to keep covered. Believers, both men and women, need to practice Christian modesty. Number two, wicked nakedness should cause shame and fear. Adam and Eve partook of the forbidden fruit. Genesis chapter number 3, verse 7 states, "And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." God called unto Adam, and Adam answered. Genesis chapter number 3, verses 10 and 11 states, "And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" I think that perhaps Adam and Eve before the fall were clothed with the glory of God. Psalm 104, verses 1 and 2 speaks of the Lord saying, "Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment." Notice those words. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment. I realize that the scripture there speaks of God, but I think that Adam and Eve might have been clothed with light as with a garment. Perhaps when Adam sinned, the light went out like the turning off of a light bulb with a switch, so that they knew that they were naked and that they became afraid and ashamed. God helped them by making them coats of skin and clothed them. Being naked was something to be ashamed of. Moses came down from the mount and saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. What a shame that God led a people out of Egypt to sanctify them unto himself, and a short time later, most of them had turned to idolatry and nakedness. When you think of a civilized people, do you think of a clothed people or a naked people? The word pagan has been used for a person that is a heathen, or in particular, a Gentile that worships false gods. Heathenism, paganism, and nakedness often go hand in hand. In contrast, the wearing of modest apparel is a teaching of Christianity. So real Christians dress modestly. The more Christian a society becomes, the more civilized that society becomes. Pure Christianity is the highest form of civilization that can be achieved. I think that some time ago, a magazine had a facial picture of a contemporary singer and the words, "naked and unashamed." We live in a day in which even professing believers may go about physically naked and unashamed. God spoke to the people of Judah in Jeremiah chapter number 3 and verse 3, "Thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed." Sometimes people may harden their hearts and refuse to be ashamed at their nakedness. It can make for a dangerous mixture when you have a society in which many go about naked and refuse to blush and refuse to cover themselves, and you have others that have eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. There might be someone that listens to this message and thinks, "I have never in my life seen someone out in public without any clothing on." The term naked can refer to the state of having on no clothing, but it can also refer to the state of not having adequate clothing. There are degrees of nakedness, and when you read of nakedness in the Bible, you might try to discern from the context the degree of nakedness. You don't have to be completely without clothing to be naked, and willful, wicked nakedness is wrong.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.